Welcome back, and joining me today is Oklahoma Union Cougars head football coach Rick Winbigler. And coach, first of all, congratulations to you and the Cougars. Starting out the year 2-0 after last week's victory at Quapaw 35-16 on the road. But coach, your thoughts about that game on Friday?
I'm just very pleased. You know, we want to treat every week. And I said this last week, we're going to treat every week, every game we play, like we're that 0-10 team that's coming in that has, you know, Oklahoma Union traditionally not been very successful. We're treating every single week, every team we play, as though we are an 0-10 team and we don't have any respect. People think we can't win football games and that we're going to not be very successful. We play with that chip on our shoulder. I told those guys, we've got to harness that mentality. We've got to harness that energy, and we've got to unleash it when we play. We've got to play like we've got something to prove every single week. And I feel like last week against Quapaw, we came out and we had something to prove. Last year they beat us 14-12, out-physicaled us a little bit. And this year our message was, that ain't going to happen. And we had a lot of knockdowns on the offensive line. We had a lot of big yardage plays. And we did not quit for four quarters. Starting defense played shutout football in the first half, just like you did last week. So just please, we gave up 16 points against Quapaw. 8 of those were the starting defense, and then we started rotating some of the guys in, and they went and scored on, young guys getting some playing time. And so, I feel good about where we're at. We've scored more points in two games this year than the entire season last year. So our kids are excited and confident and bought in, and, it shows in that Quapaw game, and I'm hoping it shows this week against Barnstall.
Well, it's going to be a tough game this week against Barnstall, just like you, 2-0. But a couple of things. First of all, your first home game of the season. And second of all, it would be wonderful for the Cougars to start the year 3-0. I can't remember when the last time the Cougars went 3-0, but a test for you guys against Barnstall to really to find out who you really are.
I think so. Our kids know. I told them, look, we're 2-0. That's great. It has been, Adam, a long time since this school just won more than three games in a season.
Right.
So for us to have the opportunity three games in to come away with three wins this early in the year is huge. But I told our guys, Barnstall is not going to give it to you. Nobody is going to give you anything this season. And they're big. They're physical. They're very fast. The Cole kid at quarterback is a great athlete. They've got good speed on the outside. And, they run a ton of formations. They can out-leverage you really quickly if you're not lining up on defense. And so we've got some goals this week, some fundamental things about us that we want to fix as far as executing assignments and technique. But it is. It's exciting. I mean, we're 2-0 coming off last year. Our excitement's up. Our fans, I want to give a huge appreciation to our fans because we had more people come watch us play at Quapaw than I've seen travel with us on the road at any point last year. And it's late in the game, and we're up, and we're doing well. And we have a tip ball that leads to an interception. And I played that clip back on huddle for our kids to show them, listen to this crowd. Our fans are excited. They believe in us. And our kids now are kind of seeing those crowds coming out. They're seeing people are excited about the Cougars playing some good football. And so we've got a lot of excitement. We've got a lot of energy. We expect a really good crowd for us at our first home game. The interest is up in our kids. The interest is up in football at our school. And, we know it's not going to be easy, but we feel very, very confident about our energy and our confidence and all the effort and investment that we put into this season. We feel like at first home game, we're going to get to show even more people, how far the Cougars have come. And so, it's exciting. It's going to be tough. Going to be an earned victory. I'm going to tell you that. If we win, we earned it. If we lose, Barnstall's going to earn it. We're in for a very physical four-quarter ball game, and we're pretty pumped. Cougars are pretty pumped about a physical football game.
We talk about the Panthers' offense stopping Cole. What are the Cougars going to have to do offensively to stop Barnstall's defense?
I think we're just going to have to be very consistent. Our offense is patient. It helps getting big plays. We like the big play. We love getting a big chunky yardage at a time. But what's even better for us, especially this week, is that we maintain steady yardage We control the clock, we keep the ball, and we push and we push and we push, and we put it in the end zone after 12, 13, 14 play drops. You know, one of the best things that we can do this week offensively is support our defense by allowing them to not have to deal with tackling the quarterback. Cole's a great athlete. We've got a tremendous amount of respect for him. We've got a tremendous amount of respect for the running back and the wide and the guys they put out wide. Very athletic, very well coached, very patient offense. They're a big boy offense too. They run the ball, and they're going to try to hit you deep when you fall asleep. And so our biggest key offensively is to move the ball, impose our will, control the clock, keep their offense on the sideline, and score when we get score. You know, we're not thinking that we've got to get out of this game and can only get away scoring 7 points. You know, Barnesdall is explosive, and we've got to score as many points as we can to protect our defense and let our defense be fresh and not have to deal with that athleticism, you know, in a large setting. If we let them hold on to the ball, we let them drive, and we go three and out, it's going to be a tough night for us because, again, they're very explosive. They're very, very athletic. They just hung, I think, 34 on Canyon Valley. They put 21 on Yale. And, you know, it's going to be two football teams, two really good football teams going at each other, and we're all pretty excited for it.
Coach, as always, we appreciate you visiting with us today. Best of luck to you and the Cougars against Barnstall on Friday.
Thanks, Adam. Appreciate it.